Welcome to day one of change. Now, whether we like it or not, change is inevitable. Everything is changing all the time. Whether it's externally, the things around us, the places, the people, or whether it's internally, our emotions, physical sensations, our thoughts, everything is continually changing, shifting, moving. But we tend to have this idea of change only as a concept, as an idea in the mind. It very rarely does it filter through into our sense of being. And so there's always this sort of conflict between how we think we should deal with change and how we actually do deal with change. So this exercise just helps us to move from a place of concept to a place of experience. We're actually living that idea of flow and change from moment to moment. To begin with today, just take a moment to get yourself comfortable, whether you're sitting on the chair, on the floor. Starting with the eyes open, a nice soft focus with the eyes. And when you're ready, just taking a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyelids as you allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm. And as you just start to become more aware of the weight of the body, the physical points of contact, physical sensations, and any sounds within your awareness right now. And as you just bring the attention back to the body now, just checking in to see how the body's feeling. It's particularly important with this exercise in noticing change, and just noting and acknowledging how the body feels as you scan down through the body from head to toe. Noticing the areas that feel comfortable, any areas that feel uncomfortable. And perhaps just starting to get a sense of what the general mood of the mind is right now. Having got a better sense of how the body's feeling, how the mind's feeling, just being clear in your intention as to why you're actually doing this exercise today. So important that the motivation is clear in the mind. So important that it acknowledges not only the benefits to ourselves when we do this exercise, but also those around us as well. And just bringing the attention back to the body now, if you haven't done already. Just starting to notice the breath and the movement of breath in the body. To begin with, just noticing where in the body you feel it most strongly, a rising and falling sensation. And just noticing the natural rhythm of the breath. And as you continue to follow the breath in that way, today just starting to notice how everything is always changing, shifting, moving, whether it's in the body or the mind, the only place of stillness is the awareness through which we watch the movement. So continuing to follow the breath. If you like, you can count the breaths as they pass, or if you prefer, you can simply stay with the breath without counting, with the breath remaining as the main focal point. And I'd just like you to acknowledge or note what it is that's changed in the moment you've been distracted. So maybe you got lost in thought. In the moment you realize you've been lost in thought, you're just sort of labeling it as, oh, okay, thinking, and coming back to the breath again. Maybe it's a physical sensation. You notice, ah, okay, feeling. And you come back to the breath again. Just noticing how the mind moves from one object to the next. Each time bringing it back to the breath. And with the next out breath, just letting go of that focus on the breath, letting go of any focus on change, just giving the mind lots of space, allowing it to do whatever it wants to do, just for the next few seconds. And now just bringing the attention back to the body. Back to the feeling of weight in the body, those physical sensations, the points of contact. And as you start to notice the sounds around you, perhaps any strong smells. And as you just gently open the eyes, just maintaining that position, that posture, as you just take a moment to firstly appreciate how it feels to have taken a bit of time out for yourself, but also just to be clear how you feel right now, not comparing it in a judgmental way with how you felt before the exercise, but just acknowledging the difference. And as you go through the day today, just starting to notice that change around you, not just internally, not just the thoughts, the emotions, but also externally, other people, places. The more we can remind ourselves in a very direct, experiential way that change is always taking place, and the more it allows us to let go, to loosen our grip on life and our sense of control over the mind. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 2.